Good morning. It's the JohnGibson.com premium podcast member, Morning News Digest, known as the Morning Dump. It's all about Irma today, landfall tomorrow in Miami, according to the best estimates of the experts. So today is Get Out of Dodge Day in South Florida, and predictably it's a mess. Airports closing, but at the same time trying to get people out at the last minute. People trying to drive out, but gas is a problem. People sheltering in place, hoping their house can stand up to Category 4 winds. Everybody freaked out because they saw what Irma did to islands in the Caribbean. You might hear some startling numbers when the losses in South Florida are toted up. Reason, explosive growth since 1990. More stuff built, more stuff could get wrecked, hence higher dollars in damage. Just keep that fact in mind when your lib friends start screaming global warming and insisting you believe. To illustrate this point, the New York Times ran a picture of Miami Beach from 1925 compared to a picture from 2017. Dramatic growth is obvious, of course, but come on. That's just 8 short years this side of 100 years. Of course there's been growth. Okay, time to get to Trump. Republicans are embarrassed and humiliated, and Trump is elated, energized by the reaction to his deal with Schumer and Pelosi on the debt ceiling. First off, Trump and Schumer are now talking about doing away with the debt ceiling altogether, which gives congressional Republicans the willies. And to make matters worse, Trump is telling people he may do more deals with Schumer. On the Republican side, Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse stood up in the Senate and said Schumer will be the most powerful man in the country in December when the debt ceiling has to be negotiated again. Sasse was angry, but hard to tell if he's angry at the right people. This is the fault of Republicans, no two ways about it. Republicans are the ones who insist on their way or the highway. Republicans are the ones who will not compromise with each other. Take a look at that repeal and replace situation. Perfect illustration of this, Mark Meadows of the Freedom Caucus, the very guys who make Paul Ryan's life miserable as he tries to line up Republicans for crucial votes. Meadows is reported to be eyeing a revolt against Ryan. I'm not defending Ryan blindly. I think he's a great policy wonk, but what seems to be needed in a speaker these days is someone who can enforce discipline, someone who can use brass knuckle tactics to make Republicans in Congress fall in line, someone who can tell Republicans, don't overpromise when you're back home. If you say you're going to Washington to drain the swamp, to end overspending, to do whatever, you may not be able to deliver because when you get here, you're going to vote as we need you to vote. This is the reason there's no repeal and replace on Obamacare, which is a huge embarrassment for Republicans. Enormous. It's why Trump has turned to Democrats to make deals. It's a total Republican failure. So when your lib friends start banging on Republicans, don't fight it. Go get coffee. When you come back, talk about corrupt Democrats like Bob Menendez, who's now on trial for bribery and looks guilty as hell, or Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's up to her ears in the scandal involving that IT aide who seems to have stolen about $4 million from the government, and nobody knows why she is so loyal to that guy and his crooked family. Democrat corruption is your best offense when attacked about Republican chaos. But having said this, this might help fighting back against your lib co-workers and friends. The reaction of the media that hates Trump and wants him removed from office is positively hilarious. The Washington Post columnists who have been writing the same column over and over for months about how awful Trump is are now doing startling gyrations to take a win for their side and come up with an angle that says Trump is bad. Today, Eugene Robinson in the Washington Post headlines his column, Trump's betrayal of Republicans should surprise no one. If Trump hadn't made a deal with Schumer and Pelosi, I can guarantee you Robinson would have been writing a column about Trump hurting the country with a threatened government shutdown and a bottleneck on hurricane relief funding. Catherine Rampell, who's made her columnist bones at the Post over the last year bashing Trump, writes that, quote, Trump knocks out an awful Fed chair for an awful reason. She's talking about Gary Cohen, the Goldman Sachs guy who's Trump's economic advisor and who is personally fuming over Trump's reaction to Charlottesville. Cohen is Jewish and has privately told friends he's furious that Trump didn't focus his criticism on the Nazis at Charlottesville, and because he made his feelings public, Trump won't appoint him as Fed chair. If Ms. Rampell thinks he'd make an awful Fed chair, she ought to be grateful he's out of the running for any reason. But that's not how things add up when it's Trump at the Washington Post. One last thing. Remember the bakers who got in trouble with the law for refusing to bake a gay wedding cake? Well, one of those cases is going before the Supreme Court. And unlike the Obama Justice Department, the Trump Justice Department is siding with the baker. The Trump DOJ will argue that the baker's cakes are an expression of his unique personal talents. And as such, he cannot be required to use his unique personal expressive talents for something he does not believe in. The ACLU, of course, is shocked, shocked, shocked. Stand by for outrage if the court decides in favor of the baker. By the way, I do wonder if the gay bakers are quietly rooting for the baker in this case, because the gay baker would like the business of making cakes for gay weddings, you would think, and probably is quietly fuming that the campaign for equal rights is actually taking business away from him, or her, or she, I would think. That is your Morning Dump, the JodGibson.com premium podcast member service, providing you with a conservative look at the morning news so you are ready when you arrive at work or school for those lib dopes around you and their snarky jabs at your principles and beliefs. Have a nice day, and if you're in South Florida, get out now!